What a wonderful swinging tune, just beautiful for swinging along on a Sunday summer afternoon. Composed and arranged by Phil Kelly, played by the Northwest Prevailing Winds, from an album that came out a little over 10 years ago called Ballet of the Bouncing Beagles, and that was the title tune. The solos there were by Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, Vern Seelert on trumpet, Pat Coyle was the pianist. Ballet of the Bouncing Beagles, Phil Kelly, and the Northwest Prevailing Winds. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to a tune from the Walt Wagner Trio and then something from Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver with a group led by Corey Weeds and featuring Terrell Stafford on trumpet and Harold Mayburn at the piano. First, here's Walt Wagner at the piano, Dan Dean electric bass, Ben Smith on drums, and a tune titled Facade.
Thank you.
Recorded live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, that was the alto saxophonist Corey Weeds, heard here with the late Harold Mayburn at the piano, Michael Glenn on bass, Julian McDonough on drums. Beautiful tune that was written by a mentor of Corey Weeds, the Swiss-born alto saxophonist George Robert, who lived for a while in Vancouver. Wonderful player, and I think capturing a lot of his spirit here in this tune titled Fabian by George Robert, played by Corey Weeds and group at Frankie's. Before that, Walt Wagner Trio with Walt at the piano and Dan Dean electric bass, Ben Smith on drums, and we heard them playing a tune titled Facade. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Coming up next, some music by Dave Frischberg. Kind of a funny baseball season this summer, along with everything else. Baseball games being played to empty stadiums and so on. So it's time for a little baseball nostalgia from Dave Frischberg.
This is a song that's about my childhood, which took place in St. Paul, Minnesota, during a period when there was no major league ball there. It was only the St. Paul Saints and the Minneapolis Millers. I, of course, was a Saints fan. And to me and my friends, we were kids, and major league ball players were just names to us, names in the newspaper and the box scores and pictures and magazines. I'll show you what I mean. Henry Majeski, Johnny Gee, Eddie Joost, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingo Mongo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer, Bob Estalella, Van Lingo Mongo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jakuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Galan and Pinky May, Stan Hack and Frenchie Bordegray, Bill Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Pollitt, and Early Wynn, Art Passarella, Van Lingo Mongo. Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jakuki,
Big Johnny Mize and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trusky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Burkine and Lou Boudreau, Frankie Gustine and Claude Passo, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingle Mongo.
I am a sports history buff. I like to read about the different sports, especially baseball, and collect stuff about the history of the game. And I went so far as to write a bunch of songs for a musical show that never did get produced, but it had to do with a baseball situation. And I'm going to play a group of those songs for you tonight from that score. The show that was never produced was called The Catbird Seat. And the story was an interesting one. A guy from today, Frankie, goes back in history, time travel, and he tries to unfix the World Series of 1919. As many of you know, that was the famous World Series that was indeed fixed. And the Chicago White Sox actually deliberately lost the series in exchange for money from gamblers. I'm going to sing the song that Frank sings so you kind of understand where he's at and why he might be motivated to behave in such a reckless way. He's very much like me. He's a sports history buff. He's like me, too. He's fixated almost pathologically on the past. Like me, he's from a part of the country, the Middle West, where there was, for a long time, and maybe still is, a very popular chain of hamburger franchises. So, knowing those facts, we can hear the song that Frank sings. Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm looking at times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. And here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to bring to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer. Clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? And here's to the folks who lived next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. And here's to the ways we'll see no more, the manner and the style that makes you want to smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. And now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys, with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. And here's to the orphan Annie Pin and the secret squadron ring the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy. E7th always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. Every Saturday, the movie matinee. I loved the 55 Bel Air and the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. And where are the clothes we used to wear? Now, don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. And now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. I told you he was a sports history buff. While the gang is switching channels, I prefer to comb the annals of the sporting scene. The biographies and photographs of yesterday's athletically inclined. Though I'm occasionally enchanted by the sports we take for granted on the TV screen, still I get a lot of static from the sentimental attic of my mind. And I long for the single wing. I miss the drop kick and the spitter. I ignore the expansion teams, and I deplore the designated hitter. Here's to the champs of yesterday: Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. Here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns: the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking spaces. Hot dog for a dime, White Castle, 7 cents. Well, used to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past.
Beautiful. Great song. Composed by Dave Frischberg, who also wrote those lyrics, recorded at the Jazz Bakery in Culver City, California. And we heard two songs. We heard Van Lingle Mungo, entirely made up of old baseball players' names, and The Dear Departed Past, words and lyrics, words and music by Dave Frischberg, who is accompanying himself on piano. That song has one of my favorite lines: can one really have a feeling of nostalgia for a time one never really knew? Interesting thought. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie with you here. Next, we're going to be listening to trumpet player and composer who now lives in Portland. This was done before he moved to Portland, I believe, however. It's a very beautiful composition, extended composition, which spreads itself over an entire CD. It's called Immigration Nation, and it's reflections on people who came here from elsewhere to make a home in the United States. This particular section featuring Charlie Porter on trumpet, this is called A New Vernacular.
Thank you. ice cream is melting. Slowly on my tongue, sun is burning on my skin, on my skin. Lying in my hammock, just dreaming, doing nothing. I'm doing nothing, 'cause it's July. Heat waves are rolling. Nothing else is moving, even butterflies are standing still, standing still. I can't move, got no reason to. It's July. Oh, so slow. How I need this. How sweet to just let it go. Finally feel this. No worry, no trouble, no heartache, no sorrow. Just soaking in sunshine and letting the day pass me by. 'Cause it's thank you.
Vancouver singer Karen Plato, and songwriter, we should add here. That was her song, both music and lyrics. She was accompanied by Chris Gestern at the piano, a bit of James Dandiford's clarinet there towards the end, Lawrence Muller up on bass, and Joe Poole at the drums. This is from Karen Plato's album, This Could Be the One. Karen Plato. Before that, we were listening to a piece which comes from Charlie Porter's Immigration Nation. Album in 12 parts, having to do with people moving here from other countries and making the United States their home. Charlie Porter, the trumpet player, was recorded here with a New York band. He now makes his home in Portland. The musicians with Charlie Porter on this, Nick Biello on tenor sax, Oscar Perez piano, David Wong bass, and Kenneth Salters on drums, Charlie Porter on trumpet. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time here on Jazz Northwest. We have time for just one more. This one goes back to an earlier time at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant when Clarence Acock's group was playing there regularly. Michael Brockman wrote this tune, named it for the radio station then known as KPLU, and featuring Julian Priester on trombone, Michael Brockman is the tenor saxophonist and composer, Randy Halberstadt on piano, Phil Sparks bass, and Clarence Acock at the drums and the KPLU Shuffle.
Thank you.
the KPLU Shuffle, it was known as in those days. That was composed by Michael Brockman and played by the Clarence Acox Group, with Clarence at the drums, Michael Brockman on tenor sax, Julian Priester was the trombonist, and Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Phil Sparks on bass from the album Indigenous Groove. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.